Hello there, you're welcome to yet another episode on Journey's Talkline. A happy new month once again from me to you, and I pray that this month brings you all the good things of life, all the things you lost in the previous month, you should gain in hundredfolds. On today's episode, we'll be talking about relationship, and not just any kind of relationship, we'll be talking about intimate relationship. As we all understand, a relationship is a way in which two or more people or things are connected, or the state of being connected. So definitely, relationship is a connection of people or things. An intimate relationship is an interpersonal kind of relationship that involves physical or emotional intimacy. Although an intimate relationship is commonly related to as a sexual relationship, it may also be a non-sexual relationship involving family, friends, or acquaintances, which means that I can be in an intimate relationship with a friend. I can also be in an intimate relationship with a blood relative, someone in my family. So that is what it is. It doesn't really mean it should, or it has to be a sexual relationship for it to be tagged intimate. Now, moving forward, there are seven elements that define an intimate relationship. Seven elements that define an intimate relationship. First one is knowledge. Now, when you're forming a deep, intimate kind of relationship, you tend to share a vast amount of personal information that we wouldn't necessarily feel comfortable sharing with other people. Now, of course, the amount of information may differ from one person to the next. You just find yourself giving out personal information about yourself, and it differs. Research actually shows that women, on an average, tend to share more intimate information with their friends as well as their partners in comparison to men, who generally reserve more intimate topics with their partners. Now, you find women doing this more with their friends, they tend to do more with their friends and their partners, unlike men who just reserve topics that has to do with intimacy for their partners only. Now, nonetheless, with our intimate partners in healthy relationships, we actually feel very safe sharing our deepest dreams, desires, fears, past histories, traumas, and goals for the future. Generally, it's actually very reciprocal and gradual in process. So that is what we talk about when we say knowledge in intimate relationships. That is one of the elements, and we are going to seven. Okay, so next on our list is interdependence. Now, intimate relationships actually tend to be highly interdependent, wherein each partner influences the other meaningfully, frequently, and vastly in terms of topic and importance. It can range from choosing what to eat to where to live. In an intimate relationship with someone, you just find yourself naturally influencing the person or being influenced by the person by different topics that tend to be extremely meaningful and vast in knowledge and also in importance. Okay, so I'm tempted to actually talk about this one next, but I was gonna leave it. Okay, but it's something that we all look out for when we are in a relationship with someone, being sexual or not sexual. Now, it is care. When you talk about care, care is actually another hallmark of healthy intimate relationships. There is a considerable amount of care each partner places on the other, and it differs from the care that one would typically display to another non-intimate person. Intimate partners actually show concern for each other's well-being, they comfort in times of distress, and safekeeping the other from harm. While the display of care can differ from one person to the next as a function of communication style or different displays of affection. For instance, intimate partners tend to display genuine selfless care for each other. You just find out that. Just find them being extra caring, being very protective for each other, you know? And that's because of the relationship. There's this care, this extra care, this extra protective attitude they tend to display when they're in intimate relationships with people. towards their partner actually, and they tend to show less with people who they are not in intimate relationships with. Okay, so moving on to another important aspect, another important element of an intimate relationship, that is trust. Trust is the fourth one we'll be looking at. Now, in my opinion, trust is actually what holds all six components together. Without trust, there is, in fact, the world is going to crumble. The high world will crumble. Now, trust is a very difficult concept to discuss because it is very complex, very, very complex. But certainly, we feel it even without fully being able to define it. Now, in my own estimation, trust is the confidence that we place in another human being to act in the way of honor and fairness that is of benefit to us, or at the very least, that our partner will not cause us purposeful harm. That is trust. You just trust your emotions. You trust your partner with your emotions. All of a sudden, you just feel like you're being protected. They have your interest at heart. They will not want to deliberately hurt you. That is trust. You just have a level of trust for them. That is what happens when you are in an intimate relationship with anyone. And like I said earlier, trust holds the six other elements of an intimate relationship. Now, the fifth one is responsiveness. Responsiveness. Healthy intimate relationships involve partners who are mutually responsive to each other's needs. Now, it means recognizing, understanding, and supporting each other in times of pain, in times of gain. So not just pain, in times of pain and in times of gain. Now, pain, maybe when you lose a parent, or you lose a job, or you lose business, you lose money from business, you failed to strike a deal, you're pained. Now that is pain. And in terms of gain, you get promotion, you hit a deal, you're announcing pregnancy, you know, things that brings joy, that is gain. So both in terms of pain and in terms of gain. Now, when each partner feels like the other meets his or her needs, it actually culminates in feeling appreciated and loved. Now, brings me to appreciation. Appreciation is actually not on my list, but we should always learn as much as possible to appreciate those in our lives, to appreciate those we are in intimate relationship with. Anyone that is our partner in a relationship has to be appreciated. Nobody is less important than the other. We are all important in different ways. So do not make your partner feel less important. Now, moving on to the very sixth one, neutrality. After a certain point, you know, within a healthy intimate relationship, each partner recognizing a close connection and changes his or her view from me to we. Now, that's where you get to see. When you start a relationship, you get to hear the I, or I will, I want to buy a house, I'm planning to buy a house, or I. But all of a sudden, it changes from the I to we should do this. Now, that's you seeing yourself as an item. Another instance, at the beginning of a relationship, a partner might actually say, using Mark as an instance, Mark and I are going out of town this weekend. And when the relationship gets deep, they begin to change it from, we are going out of town this weekend. You just see it like that. We are going out of town this weekend. And then the person you're talking to is like, oh, me, you and who? Say, oh, I'm sorry, Mark and I. By default, you are using the word we. Unlike when you started the relationship and all you do is Mark and I. But because the relationship has become deep, you do we are. That is mutuality. Okay, moving on to the very last one on my awesome list is commitment. Now, by default, you just expect the relationship to continue indefinitely. You never want it to end. And as such, you just discover that the other six components of an intimate relationship has to grow. Now, with the idea that the relationship is to continue for an indeterminate amount of time, it allows for trust to continue to deepen, common knowledge to further be shared, mutuality to envelop, care to be shown and continual effort to be put into responsiveness and interdependence of both partners. Now, for all this to take place, there is a high level of commitment. This is where we come to the end of today's segment. Stay connected to Jenny's Talkline always, because I'll be doing a relationship series and this is the first episode. Next week, I'll be introducing my co-host for this one and it's gonna be awesome. Trust me when I say that. So, stay connected. Have a wonderful week ahead.